Good morning, George.
Yeah.
You're up awfully early.
Not now. I got to finish this story.
I think someone left it until the last minute.
How do you spell your analysis?
I beg your pardon?
Come on, I'm doing a story on ball players and drug testing. Oh. And I'm in a hurry.
Well, perhaps you should use a shorter word.
They won't let me.
Well, I'm sure you'll get it done in time. You always do.
I gotta be in Ohio in an hour.
Oh, is there a warrant out?
Going to camp.
Got an interview with Joe Namath.
Who? Who's he?
He's Joe Namath. They're putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
He's a football player. Quarterback, New York Jets. Come on, Broadway Joe. Shaved his mustache, wore pantyhose. You know him.
Well, I think I would if I saw him. Well, another early riser.
Couldn't sleep.
What's the matter?
Too quiet.
Yes, I know how that disturbs you.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Listen. Pretty awful, huh?
Yes, frightening.
Yeah, that's right. It's real weird out
here. Oh, now, where's Leigh?
See? No birds, no squirrels, nothing.
Well, it is early.
Hey, maybe something happened and you and me are the last two people left on Earth.
Wednesday, don't even joke about something like that.
Hey, Westman.
Hey, Dad, finish your story?
Yep, just under the wire. Anyway, some kid from the paper is going to pick it up.
Right, sir.
I left it on the kitchen table. It's kind of a mess. Just make sure the pages are in order.
No problem.
Hey, Dad, when I wait this long to do my homework, I get yelled at.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, it's different for grown-ups.
That's what Mr. Belvedere calls a double standard.
And tomorrow we'll talk about what Mr. Belvedere calls discretion.
Streets on the China, never met her before. Who cares when you drop-kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glared, but sometimes things get turned around and no one's spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We just might live the good life yet.
I almost forgot. U-R-I-N. What a charming subject. A dangling participle. A run-on sentence. Oh, well, I suppose that's just George's style. It couldn't be.
Because of the converging pressure systems, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for the entire Allegheny County area. More details as they become available. We now return to our regular program, already in progress.
And besides, he's a straight-A student, and he likes me, and he's really sweet.
I'm sure he is. Come on, Kev, we're going. It's just that it would be nice if your father and I could meet him first.
Oh, sure. It's just he's a little shy around grown-ups. Couldn't he just wave from his van?
It has a van?
Well, it's not a van. I mean, it's got windows and there isn't a bar or anything.
Heather, how old is this Randy?
Oh, he's around my age.
He's 15 and he has a van?
Okay, he's 18, but really immature.
No. I don't care if he's Victor mature. I absolutely forbid it.
Oh, hey, Kevin, who's Victor Mature?
Oh, I think he was somebody at Woodstock.
What's Woodstock?
What's Woodstock?
Come on, Wes, we're all going to the mall.
No, thanks. And if I were you, I wouldn't go either.
What are you talking about?
Wes, what are you doing?
Yeah. My pretty young Gachua and your hair's on, too.
Get a personality.
A tornado's coming. It was on TV.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You mean a tornado like on one of your cartoons, honey?
Oh, I'm glad I caught you, Mrs. Owens. We're under a tornado alert.
Really?
Maybe you saw the same cartoon.
Extensive property damage has been reported as twisters touch down in eastern Ohio and as far south in Pennsylvania as Newcastle.
Hey, that's pretty close.
Hardest hit were several mobile home parks in the region. No other details are available.
Hey, Mr. Belvedere, how come tornadoes are always picking on trailers?
Basically, the tornado is a coward and knows that a real house will fight back. Now eat your lunch.
Tuna fish and carrot sticks. Yuck.
Yeah, I mean, this could be our last meal.
That's ridiculous.
Well, can we have some of that marble cake?
No, I ate it.
No, Randy, everything's great. It's just my mother's a little uptight about your age. And with the tornado coming, it makes it kind of hard to get out. But I'm working on it.
Your father may be trying to call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gotta go. Bye.
I'm sure Mr. Owens will be fine, madam.
Is there any more news?
Yeah, a tornado just hit Newcastle.
That's not even 50 miles from here.
Wesley!
With any luck, he'll keep going.
Hey, Dad, you made it.
Hey, champ.
Guess what I brought you from the Football Hall of Fame?
Football?
Maybe.
George, you're back.
Hey, sure I am.
Hi.
Yeah, Peg, George Owens. Let me talk to Lenny. You see my column today? My big shot editor rewrote the whole thing.
George, they've had tornadoes all the way from Ohio to Newcastle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I wondered why I had a tailwind. Lenny! George! How's it going, buddy? You get a new pencil?
If there's any more news, I'll be in my room.
Yeah. Well, somebody did something. Goodbye.
We were really very worried about you.
Oh, thanks, honey. Lenny said he didn't change a word. He said my column came in like that. He said he's never seen such beautiful grammar. Golly, I wonder what happened. Gee, for the life of me, I just can't figure it out.
Well, sir, perhaps I can shed some light on it.
Oh? However so.
Well, I simply followed your instructions. I put things in order.
I meant the pages, not my thoughts.
Well, they were both in such disarray.
Disarray. Mm. Good word. Like in the sentence, the talented Englishman went flying through the door in disarray.
What?
A tornado.
Yeah, one just landed in Franklin Park and totaled a record store.
George, that's 5 miles from here.
Care to step outside?
Hey, Mom. The Huffnagel's lawn furniture just went by.
Wesley, get away from there.
Look, Belvedere, you may think you're Mr. Know-it-all.
I'm sorry, George. It's just that I knew that you were rushed. And I assume you'd appreciate having some of your little errors in syntax and grammar corrected.
Hey, you don't see me going around doing your job.
Never.
Well, how about you keep your nose out of mine and stick to what you know? Cleaning house.
Guys, can we finish this after the tornado?
Oh, yeah. Let's go, everybody, in the basement.
Mom, can I make a phone call?
No.
Well, then can I start smoking? I'm really nervous.
Hey, aren't we supposed to do something so the house doesn't explode?
I don't know. Are we?
Yeah, sure. First thing we do is,
Make the beds?
Come on, Belvedere.
Turn off the gas.
I got it, Dad.
Everybody else make sure the windows are closed tight.
Open them.
That will allow the atmosphere.
Open them.
Come on, Dad, upstairs. Hold on.
Will you get in here?
I can't get this open, Mr. Belvedere. It's stuck.
So is mine.
So what are we gonna do?
Stand back, Wesley. I'll be in the kitchen.
Mom, I'm ready.
What's this?
It's all my favorite stuff. It comforts me.
Did you open your windows?
I can't remember everything.
Okay, let's go. Everybody, in the basement.
Come on, Wesley, let's go.
I can't.
Why not?
I ordered the pizza.
Oh.
I think we got enough water.
Good lad.
Okay,
come on, kids, let's go. Go, 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 go. Well, see ya. Come on already.
Why are we all standing here like this?
Mr. Belvedere said to stand in the southeast corner because it's the safest.
So how come he's sitting over there?
Because I'd rather die than look that silly. Besides, the tornado hasn't arrived yet. You'll know when.
Yeah, so everyone just relax. I mean, take it easy. We're fine down here.
Your father's right. There's nothing to worry about.
Let's see if the TV works.
Don't go too far.
How do you like Dad's bar?
Lovely. What time's the sacrifice?
This. See? Bar opens at 5, and it's all fives.
All fives. Neat.
Dad decorated this all by himself, didn't you, Dad?
Yep, all by myself. You like it?
Oh, it's quite impressive. It's hard to imagine someone doing all this without seeking professional help.
Pretty clever. You ought to write for a living.
Well, one of us should.
No new sightings have been reported. The warning remains in effect throughout Allegheny County. We now return to the soothing sounds of WUVV Pittsburgh.
Gosh, the tornado's never gonna come.
Yeah, where the hell is it?
Mom, can I go back upstairs?
No.
Well, then I'm gonna put on my Duran Duran tapes.
Then I'm going back upstairs.
I'm still hungry.
Hungry? You've been eating ever since we got down here, you little oinker.
Hey, guys, come on.
I mean, I know it isn't much fun being cooped up down here, but let's try to make the best of it, okay?
Okay. I'm gonna have some more potato chips.
No, those are mine. You've had your ration.
We gotta have something.
Have a bouillon cube. Make it last.
Thanks.
How do you stay so calm, Mr. Belvedere? You know, sit there and read like that.
Well, actually, I have something of an advantage over the rest of you. I've been confined like this before.
Leavenworth?
No, London, during the Blitz.
You mean you were there when they were dropping all those bombs?
Actually, I had quite a few close calls. But somehow I came through it unscathed.
Well, night's young.
We've been studying the Blitz in history.
Ah, well, if you're really interested, nothing compares with the on-the-spot reports of Edward R. Murrow. Now, there was a real journalist.
You rewrite him, too?
No, I was busy helping Churchill. He wanted to say, we'll meet them at the seashore. I suggested on the beaches. The other way sounded too nice.
Wesley, go play a game with your father.
No, he's too good.
How about you, Belvedere?
Think about it.
Ever play pool?
Oh, maybe once or twice.
Oh, you're being modest. I bet you're a real hotshot. I bet you rewrote the book.
Oh. Sir, you flatter me.
Want to play a game? We'll play to 100.
All right. Now, are we playing just for fun or are there higher stakes?
Why don't we just wait and see who wins? You break.
You got it.
Wow, he got 3 balls in.
Only 97 to go. Six-ten combo corner pocket.
Yeah, I see it. Nice shot.
Hey, Kev, what's the score?
52-7, Mr. Belvedere's favorite.
Think he's gonna win?
If he lives.
Or if we live.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You know what that means? If we go, I'm gonna go innocent. I mean, it would be like Brooke Shields died in the first part of the Blue Lagoon and missed that good part.
Come on. What are you worried about, you nut? Everything's gonna be okay.
You think so?
Sure.
Thanks, Kev.
Please let me live.
Ooh, that one just made it.
Oh, just.
Oh, don't worry, honey. You'll catch up.
Not now, baby. Not now.
7 ball side pocket.
Oh, hard cheese, old chap.
I'm afraid I haven't left you much of a shot, Slick.
Three ball corner pocket. Have a seat, Fats. I could be here for a while. Fourteen ball. Same pocket.
What's the score now?
97-96, Mr. Belvedere.
Doing quite well, George.
I like calling the shots.
Don't we all? Sometimes we can't.
Sometimes ain't good enough. Sometimes is for losers.
What the hell are they talking about?
I don't know, but if Mr. Belvedere corrects Dad's grammar, it's all over.
If Mr. Belvedere wins, is Dad gonna fire him?
No, of course not, honey.
What's the difference? If Dad wins, Mr. Belvedere will probably quit or jump off a bridge or something.
Kids, these are grown men just playing a game.
Damn!
Tough stuff, Cream Puff. This won't take long. That's 98. 6 ball corner pocket. That's 99.
Hey, Belvedere. You make the next shot. You win.
And what exactly do I win, George?
I don't know. A trip? But I wouldn't worry. Because I don't think you're going to make it anyway.
Well, we'll know now in a second, won't we? 8 ball corner pocket.
I think it's coming. The tornado's here!
Oh, God. All right, everybody, into the corner. George, you and Mrs. Belvedere, too.
Oh, you're so lucky.
No, you're lucky.
Come on, you two.
Come in.
Come in. Hey, it's okay. Well, at least we still got a roof over our heads.
I can't believe it. All that wind and noise, the house is still here.
but is here still Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm gonna check outside for Munchkin.
Wesley, you stay right here.
Come on. Guys, there could be power lines down, or looters, or bodies lying in the street.
Thank you, Kevin.
Your father will check for that.
Well, let's get this place cleaned up.
Yeah, I'll see if the phone works.
Hey, Belvedere, why don't you start by putting the kitchen in order?
Put it in order. Your way or mine?
Well, that's it, Belvedere. Let's finish this.
All right.
Look, I remember when this was my home, and they were my family, and this was my life. And then one day you showed up and started sticking your nose in all of it. And you know something? I've come to accept it.
You have?
Sure. But when it comes to my job, that's where I draw the line. I mean, that's the one thing I do without you. Alone.
I understand.
I may not be Edward R. Murrow, and what I put down on paper doesn't always come out grammatical. But it comes from my gut, and it's mine.
Very well put, sir.
Oh, yeah?
I mean that.
You guys friends now?
Sure, I guess so.
Oh, certainly, Wesley.
So why don't you guys finish the game?
Wes.
I think we'll finish that at another time.
Yeah, and in another life.
Why don't you guys shake hands?
Well, I'm willing if you're willing.
Oh, happily, sir. It's frightening what we have in common.
I had my first American tornado today. It didn't really compare to the tsunami that hit us in Jakarta, but it was a nice break nonetheless. Fortunately, there was little damage done. The twister left Beaver Falls with its delightful provincialism still intact.
Hey, hurry up, Belvedere.
Speaking of provincialism, George is waiting. He's challenged me to a game of skee-ball at the local arcade. Little does he know that I was once known as the Brighton Bomber. I have my own ball.
Coming, George.